Not so much.
Okay, great. I'm back again. Wonderful. So this is the teleconference call on the PCM, the Diadens PCM. And hopefully you guys will know what I'm talking about. And it's really specifically about extending where we left off last week, which was a ton of information I gave in the call last week. And so if you haven't heard that, I suggest you go back to it, because it really does explain a lot of things around the power of electricity and what it is and how it does what it does on the body and why it gives these phenomenal results. And incidentally, it doesn't necessarily have to be a Scanner signal to give these results. And so last week we looked at some of the old history in Roman times when they used electric eels for curing depression and pain and different things. And so let's just state this and give a little time stamp on it. Today is the longest night, isn't it? It's the shortest day. It's still the 21st here in Hawaii anyway. And so it's the solstice, and so it's a powerful time of the year where everything's in that change. And my name is Benedict Howard. I'm not a medical practitioner or qualified medically to give any medical advice. So here in the States, I have to be really cautious about that. And but I will be giving, you know, ideas and testimonials and stuff that I've observed over the, my goodness, it's been 12 years that I've been working with this technology. And so I want to share that with you too. And as I said before, it really is an extension of the call from the previous week, December the 14th, 2014, and this call really should be listened in conjunction with that later if you're listening in. So I just want to go through again, and I'm going to open up the lines for everybody. I do have a buzz coming in from, and I'm not sure who it is, so I'm going to put one line at a time, and this is a new caller that's just come in at 516-513, and I'm just unmuting you now. So if you'd like to introduce yourself and ask what it is that you would like, if there's any special things that I can share with you today. That's area code 516-513.
Hi, Vanna. It's Dr. Tom.
Oh, Dr. Tom. Okay, great, Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom, everybody, is the guy that wrote me that beautiful testimonial on the front page of ebodyfusion.com. And it's been a pleasure meeting with him, and he really is pushing me to a newer heights with explaining what's going on here. And so that's been great. Tom, is there anything specifically that you would like me to share today?
Well, you had discussed, I'm still interested in the details, and it was really intriguing what you just said as I signed on. I was a little bit late because I'm at my daughter's, one of my six daughters in New York, and my wife is with three of our other daughters in Pittsburgh, so I was kind of helping her out, getting the kids to bed and stuff, so I was late, but it was intriguing to me that you said you don't need a scanner signal or a scanner signal, and what I'm interested in, because I only have a PCM4. I mean, if I wasn't retired, I would love to be able to have an LET or a rhythm or a slider and everything else just to investigate it. But of course, these are closely, as far as I know, you might have figured it out, but I haven't. They're closely held trade secrets. And what intrigues me is that there's a thing called micro-resonance. And on micro-resonance, it's supposedly these cosmotics. And I think in our long conversation that we had, and I want to say something to anybody else that's listening. Far and away, I there's only two people that I found that I think that are really, really, really super-duper knowledgeable. You're one of them, and I never talked to her, but Dr. Arena, she writes some really, really interesting stuff. I think she works for RITM or something. But I'm interested in on the differences between the Danas and the other ones, because the Danas is not a cosmotic. They've got program frequencies, 24 programs. And what you had told me in our conversation, Benedict, was that I think it was the InVet, the 911 or something, one of those models. You said it changes the first phase amplitude. And I'm just curious. A lot of people bash the Danas, and you don't. You say, look, if I remember you accurately, and I'm trying to offer people a little bit what's in my mind, and then I'd be wonderful to have you kind of expand on it. And that is, if I heard you accurately, you said that the cosmotics, that they may even be stopping making it, maybe they're shifting to another technology, but the cosmotics kind of shut down when they get certain kind of responses, and the Danas that you can use it over and over, et cetera. Well, I was reading an article on the history of Skinner. I can't remember who wrote it, but they were talking about when you use a high frequency, like 200 hertz, it will stop pain 10 times faster, but it also, the body will shut down to it unless you start changing the frequency. So what I'm interested in is the capabilities of the Danas PCM4 versus the other ones in your mind, and what's the difference on how they all work?
Okay, sounds good. I'll try and get that. It's a very long and slightly off topic, but I really would like to address some of those issues because you've been bugging me for them for a long time, Tom. And let's see if I can come to the plate here and help you with that understanding. Now, bear in mind, Tom, that a lot of this stuff is way beyond anything that most people, 90% of the people that are going to come across Skinner ever would need to know. I hear you. And I made a few notes. First phase voltage, microresonance, and Skinner's versus signals. And I'm glad I mentioned that thing about electricity. It doesn't have to be a Skinner signal. For instance, let me give you an example. Because of who I am, I've been playing around with different stuff. And because I'm on solar here, completely off the grid, I've been using just straight 12-volt DC. And I'm going to share a little bit about what that does in a little bit. But it's very interesting that it's, there's a lot of patented and technical stuff around the signal and the waveform and different things like that. But in the long fit and short of it, it's not that as important as compared to getting electricity into the body. And so we'll look at that in more detail later on. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
I'm going to mute you out. And Art, I'm just about to unmute you. And how can I help you?
Well, Ben, it's like we go back a few thousand years, and I'm still using the modality, the Dreamweaver. And it's just been coming back to me now that I need to add some more into my, my basket. And I've got somebody that I'm dealing with right now that has severe pain in her leg. And she's been in the Dreamweaver on three different occasions, and we're getting no relief whatsoever. I'm also doing the emotion code on her, and I'm also certified in quantum touch now. So I've been staying right with it since our old days, shall we say. So I want to get some more information as far as this, PSCM, because that would be just another tool in my toolbox.
Perfect for you, Art. Let me address that. For everybody that's on the call here, I need to share a little bit more. I need to sort of open up my kimono a little bit here for you guys. I'm not new to this whole field of healing. In fact, it's been a long journey that started when I was very young. And I came in with a lot of stuff that just I knew was right. And it took me years and years in order to really suss out what was going on. But I'm going to share some stories in a little bit when we get rolling about what that's about and how I graduated out of using sound and sacred geometry, which is what art is referring to. We call the sacred geometry environment the Dreamweaver. Basically, it's like a musical massage. So we were using that for all sorts of things, all sorts of situations, and mostly in pain management. But I actually specialized for about 5 years in abuse cases, and so we use that to help repattern the body and basically do a lot of work, emotional relief work with that, and to set goals and a higher vision for those clients as to what they could create in their life. And then it was a switch into the electrical medicines after I'd been doing the sound medicines for, 12 years or so. I switched to the electrical medicines. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a little bit. So thank you, Art. I will certainly get to that with you. And I'm just going to mute you out now. And let's go to the next person on the list, which would be Cameron. And I think, you're live now, Cameron.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. One of my concern was I have a laser that I use in my practice. It's a Kohl laser, and one of the drawbacks is that you cannot use it with someone who, like I say, they suffer from sciatic pain, so you cannot use it on a person who has a large buttocks, because it only penetrates about 2 to 5 inches in centimeters into the tissue. I'm trying to figure out how would the dentist work with someone who has sciatic issue. Would I have some type of successful results using it?
Hugely successful, Cameron. Very, very successful. Very quickly, it's all in that L1-2-3, somewhere in that region where you've got that pinched nerve. And
right.
So I'll explain. And actually, the first call does, if you get a chance to listen to that, or if you haven't already, that first call is rich with the actual application frequencies and sets that you would use for that type of situation. But I'll touch on that and compare the laser, the light, the photon versus the electrical energy as well, because that will help to clarify some of that field for people too. Anything else, Cameron?
Yeah, and it's sometimes, according to the manual for the cold laser, sometimes a client would need about maybe, say, from anywhere from one session up to several sessions, maybe 6 sessions, according to the manual. Does the dentist call for something like that also? Is it just like success rate in one setting?
Okay. Yes and no. The basic long, thick, and short of it is that if you compare the health of people in, say, let's just talk America. If we compare the health of Americans now compared to 10 years ago, before the effects of GMO and stuff were really infecting the whole living process in our bodies, it is now way more difficult than it used to be just a decade ago to get results. Simply because you've got more work to do. So, one, two, three type of session is actually a very small part of it. As you might relieve the sciatica and you might get the results of the sciatica, but it's really about the Greek word pathogens, and we'll look at that definition later. It's really about those pathogens in the body and the sugars and all of the non-alkaline, the acidic environment that's created, and that effect on the treatment time, or how often it's going to be, or how long it's going to take. And so everybody's a little bit different on that. So
okay.
Certainly I will address to that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And let's go to Dimitri. Dimitri,
Hello.
How can I help you today?
Well, sir, I've looked at your videos over and over again, and also pretty much, you know, in our modern technology today, we have Google and we have YouTube, and so there's probably not a video that's on YouTube that I haven't watched over and over again. And I see a lot of the RITM being used in Australia and in European countries. And of course, you have showed some of the RITM and the primarily the CNAR, S-C-N-A-Rs. And I was wanting to for you to pretty much tell me if the PCM4 is as qualified as that RITM or the CNAR models of old days, or even the ones that are used today, or should I invest the money in getting the other units?
Okay. Dimitri, if you have a chance, do listen to that last week's call. And I will touch on this again. The problem with the PCM4, heads up to everybody. If you're a Dr. Tom, you can probably work this out, but most people are not going to be able to work out the Russian language on that to use it effectively. So I'm going to talk about, the PCM and the basic settings. I'm going to review those a little bit at the beginning of the call today so that you have that. But I refer you to that previous that previous teleconference.
Now, the PCM4, is it available in English also?
No. No, and here's the ticket. Those presets, they're great to get you up and running. The presets are all in the unit. So if you know what you're doing, you're going to go and dial them up yourself. So with the PCM3, the Diadens PCM3. Here's some terminology. The PCM4 is now called the Dinas PCM. The PCM3, which is the old one, is called the Diadens PCM. One thing would be good for me to do is to talk the PCM versus the Diadens T, because that's another great unit. And so are the rhythm units. Dimitri, I don't knock them, but there's some interesting things that's been happening over the years with rhythm, as you're probably aware of. And so it certainly, they were big part of this whole testing and the clinical trials and the ADAs and everything else.
Okay.
So yeah, let me tuck on that. Thank you, Dimitri. Okay, going to... we've got two Toms here, I think. Do we? Yeah. We have Tom in New York. And so let's go to him. Just Tom, I'm unmuting you now. And Dimitri, I'm going to mute you. Okay, let's see if Tom's there. It should be going through any moment. Yeah, there we go, Tom. You're alive.
Benedict.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can indeed. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I had three questions regarding the PCM3. The first one is, are there any contraindications during pregnancy? Because my daughter's pregnant. Secondly, can it be used with arrhythmias such as paroxysmal atrial fib or just a rapid heart rate? And thirdly, I've seen on the website that it's for tinnitus, but is that for tinnitus, say, like, damage, since I had 8 hours of cannon behind me once, and I've been had tinnitus for the last 40 years. I wonder if it would work on that.
Okay. Tom, you're not quite coming through loud and clear, Marianne. Can you repeat the second question?
The second was, can the PCM3 be used for arrhythmias, such as paroxysmal atrial fib that comes and goes, or, any sort of an arrhythmia? And thirdly, is it good for tinnitus due to damage, not...
okay, I got number three. Great. Okay, yeah, we could do that, that's for sure.
Is it safe during pregnancy?
Yeah. Okay, I got those three. Perfect. And let me see. Who haven't I talked with? Let me see. Tom, I'm going to mute you now. And, Gail. Wow. Gail and I had a long conversation, I don't know, about 6 months ago about Scanner. And here she is. She's just bought one the other day. And so, Gail, how can I help you today?
Can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Hello? All right. My mother's got a ongoing chronic pain syndrome, so she's had a fall, and for years she's never had any relief other than medication, which she's tried to get herself off because of all the contraindications. And the one thing that gives her a bit of relief at the moment, she has laser acupuncture. So I'm looking primarily to help her, but also I have a massage spa business and want to use it, get proficient to use it with clients.
Okay. You're gonna have fun with your clients. I tell you, be a big boost to your practice there.
How soon would you be able to get proficient in being confident to deal with clients?
Good question. Really depends on the individual. It took me after I got this training with the Russians, which kind of like threw me for a loop. But that's all I did. I practiced what they taught me. And was I proficient after 3 years? No. Was I getting damn good results? Oh, exceedingly so. But would I say I'm proficient? No. It took me, actually, and this is what I will be sharing today, and I did on the last call. The stuff that I've been giving you is like so important. Nobody else talks about the skein or this electrical medicine in this way. And the reason why they don't is because they want to really, they want to really privatize their trainings and make it, and you know, just from a business model point of view, that makes a lot of sense. However, it makes it very difficult if you're just an individual just wanting to get going and understand what's going on. So like in that last call last week, I gave everybody the basic nitty-gritties that you need to know before you even get started with the stuff as to what to do and what you're going to get and how to do it. So definitely it's going to help you with your mom, especially getting her off the pain meds. And in, you know, with acupuncture, to really support that. Actually, it's way better than acupuncture. And you can quickly get results. This is the problem here, Gail. In one sense, the scanner type technology, microcurrent biofeedback, which of course the PCMs are a big part of, especially with their pricing now, you can get similar results. It's going to take years of training in massage or acupuncture or chiropractic or energy work very, very quickly. In fact, for the situation that Tom in New York was mentioning, Cameron was mentioning about sciatica. Usually it's, 20 minutes or so and you're going to get relief. Now, how long that relief lasts is dependent on the pathogen content in the body. So, but whatever, you know, proficiency and, yeah, I can certainly take you there, Gail, quite quickly. Mm-hmm. What needed to be put in place were the weights and measures, the way of measuring critical components in the way that people were changing. And that's what I do in the coaching sessions. Basically, as you know, it's not just about the healing process and triggering the healing process. It's really about taking somebody back from having been bedridden and in pain for maybe decades into a place where they become inspired to actually participate in living and life again. And that type of coaching really, really is essential for the long-term benefits. Yeah, you can get great results in the sciatica, say, you know, and in within like a month, they're going to have huge long-term relief. However, there is so much more that the scan of this microcurrent biofeedback, or the PCM, let's call it, the PCM will provide, so long as you know what you're doing. And if you understand that from the go-get, you know, this little $300 machine or $350, $400 machine that you're getting is unbelievable in the results it will ongoingly create. You know, whether it be like a little injury or a bruise or a cut or whatever it is, it will ongoingly support that healing and very, very quickly. And so people kind of like forget that, you know, there's whole cosmetology processes that you can use. And that, incidentally, is the acupuncture probe. That's what that's really great for. It's really great for doing what I would call microsurgery, but it's little pinpoints of electrical energy that you can take to, say, an attachment or to a torn ligament, and you can just really stimulate that position very precisely with the acupuncture probe. And the same with the probe for using it in, you know, for cosmetology purposes, for all sorts of stuff. For bites, insect bites, the cosmetology probe is good for that because you can get right on top of it, although the normal head, the electrodes on the device will work there just as well too. But the different electrodes have different functions, and that was something I really wanted to talk about. So I'm going to talk about those electrodes in conjunction with the questions that you guys have asked today. So, Gail, if there's anything, yeah, you've got, that's enough to get you going, you know, understanding those two and the proficiency of it. So I'll answer those as we get going. Thank you. And Roy, I'm just unmuting you here. Roy is also in Australia. And let's see.
Right.
There we go. Roy, you're on.
Yeah, okay. I can hear you.
And what would your question be, Roy?
Well, I'm basically interested, a bit like Dimitri and a couple of the others, in the advantages or benefits that the Diadens or the DNAS units might have over the SKINARs and the ENARs and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Well, I basically have used them since 2005. And I had a therapy clinic in Brisbane in Australia for a few years. I've spent the last 4 years, I've been in Shanghai in China. So I've had a lot of experience with it, but I agree with what you say that you don't, even according to Karasev, that you don't really even need a SKINAR signal. And in the future, you mightn't even need machines. I think there's a mental attitude that patients have got that's important. I think if a patient doesn't believe himself, even though he might be skeptical, if he doesn't believe that there's a possibility that the unit will fix him, if he thinks, oh, I'll try this, but it's not going to work, it probably won't. So there's a lot of factors like that in it. But I just wondered if there's any advantage in the lower frequencies that the Diadens 3 uses, and whether the power of the signal is comparable to the power of the signal in the Rhythm units.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Good questions, Roy. Roy and I go back. Roy contacted me, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago whilst he was in the process of creating a business plan about his Shanghai venture, where he's opened up different companies in China there. What a smart move that was, Roy. You were right on the money there. And so let's look at let's do a comparison of these signals and do a comparison of the frequencies and what you get when you get one of these PCMs. That's a great question. Thank you. And cool. Anything else, Roy?
Okay. No, that's basically it. I believe in the SKINAR. I believe in the power it's got. I've got 2 Rhythm units and an ENAR, and I don't know much about the Diadens or the DNAS. I've never used them, so that's why I'm interested in finding out more about them.
Okay, thank you. Great. Wow, you guys got like some stacked me up with a bunch of great questions here. Great. That helps me perform at another level. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to start with as Roy here because it's at the top of my mind. Let's do a quick exposure, an unveiling of this signal stuff. And I'm going to call it stuff because that's kind of where it's got to. Some people earlier on, like 5 years ago, before Skinner shut me down, Ritam Skinner shut me down in America, before that time, there were these articles coming out how the true, I think it was the true Skinner signal. And I would go like, oh, great, what does true Skinner signal mean? And I could not find any definition on what that true Skinner signal is. And so I began to realize that there was a discrepancy between some of the, and this is what makes it kind of difficult to understand this stuff, there's a discrepancy between what the marketers have been saying about the stuff in a marketing language and what actually makes a difference when you come to working with the units and performing, you know, in performance. And so back in 2007, when I first started training, I decided that, and it actually didn't turn out to be such a good, well, it was interesting. I decided that I was going to go with the very, what was called the black sheep of the Skinner family, because I was not convinced in my own mind that the signal had that much to do with what was going on. Or if there was a signal thing that was going on that was proprietary, then I was trying to find out what it was that was so special about it. And I think one of the things that I did find out, which I still hold to be true, is that the signal, because essentially it is mimicking the brainwave signal going down the nerve fibers. So it's very similar to that nerve fiber or that brain signal going down the nerve fiber. So it's very signal pattern to it. So the pattern that it has, the closer that it is to that natural signal with the spikes in it and then it flattening off, is closer it is to what's happening in the body, the more transparent it is going to be to the body and the less deleterious effects that it's going to have on the body. And so that was one thing that I did notice, and I did sort of hold that in my mind over the years. Now, the Danas was an interesting unit because for actually three reasons. One was the handle on it made it exceedingly easy to use. And because I was selling to people who were going to be, most of them were going to be working on themselves, the handle, the ergonomics of that handle, which was a long, slightly curved handle, it must have been, I think it's like 7 inches long, the whole unit, made it that you could reach further around the back or further into places because the handle made it easy to handle. And that was one really important feature that I hadn't really appreciated until I got hold of that device. Up to that stage, I'd just used the long-handled written professional unit. And I'm familiar with all the settings in there, and I was doing, you know, the classical Russian treatment protocols. And what I was finding with the Danas is that we could get to places and comfortably get to them much, much easier. And so we began to use it a lot more in terms of time than ever we would use in a one-on-one session. So like if Gail was working on somebody, she'd have her have that client there for, you know, an hour or whatever it is. And but when you're using it on yourself, you can literally use this for hours and hours and hours and hours. And Cameron, from a sciatica point of view, this is important for you to hear. There are no bad side effects from the signal or from the electricity going into the body, other than what might be perceived if you are uneducated about using these devices, is that you will be, or people will be, going into a healing crisis. And this is where, you know, a heads up on that stuff right at the go-get, and you know, a real thorough almost indoctrination into a client or to somebody that's coming into my training that healing crises, although they can be really nasty, are really good. And as the body can peel off another layer and get to a higher vibration. And so when you've got, so really it's about that forward conversation with people. If you're in a practice situation, it's about that forward conversation with people that, you know, this is something that's going to happen. And are you okay with that? And if not, you know, to try and educate them in there. Because unfortunately for a lot of people that come into this is that they use it, and after 20 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever they feel would be a normal session time, if they've read some of the old literature or the stuff that's floating around on the internet, they would say, oh, it doesn't work. And sure enough, yeah, I would agree with them, but it's kind of like that mindset that that mindset that Roy was talking about, is that, you know, you've got to have, you know, a good, positive sense of who you are and what you want to achieve, and then things can start to float into place for you. But if you're coming from, and this is difficult when you're coming, you know, working with clients that are not, you know, it depends on what your niche is, but if you're working with clients that don't really know you or don't really know the technology that you're offering them, they might not have that mindset that's going to really persevere and really move things forward. So in terms of like a, you know, a business sense of working with these scanners, it's really in that forward in conversation to help them understand that it's a lot more difficult now to get results than it was, like I was saying earlier on, than 10 years ago. And I was talking with Dr. Pavel, I guess about a year ago, about this. And I asked him, and I said, are you noticing in Russia that it's taking longer to work situations? He said, yes, in the last 2 years, they have noticed that things are taking longer than it did. And that's because worldwide, we're more compromised than we used to be. And our bodies are. And so it just takes a little longer. Now, in terms of like taking a little longer, if you're working on yourself or clients, that's where the electrodes make it a lot easier. Because, for instance, in, say, that situation with the sciatica, that's something that you can easily put one of those pad sets onto that joint and onto the lower back there, especially, and help it and help relieve it. And you can leave the pad in there, it's comfortable, you can put the device in your pocket and you can walk around with it, or you can sit at your desk or whatever it is you're doing. So those pads really offer a lot of advantage in terms of getting the electricity in there, getting more electricity into that region. In last week's call, I talked a lot about electricity because the whole stuff around electricity has become kind of occulted and occluded. But what's coming forward now in some of the works of, say, well, originally it was Tesla. Actually, before Tesla, it was a guy called Heaviside in England. And this is back in the 1880s, 1890s, where he wrote a book that actually, out of his work, Maxwell's work came out of Heaviside's work, all of Einstein's work came out of, and was actually skewed around by Einstein in order to, well, that's another story. But this, these properties of electricity have been known for a long time, and they've been messed with by the powers that were, or the powers that be, in the, at the university level and at the medical level too. And for instance, as I mentioned in the last call, stem cells. The scanner signal, doesn't matter which unit it is, creates stem cells. And if you look at the Burns video that I have up on the net, you'll see that happening before your eyes, where that skin is that hole in the guy's arm is skinning over in the matter of, well, the very next day it had begun. And by day 12, the scabs were off. We never dressed that wound. We never put any antiseptic on it, never did anything to those wounds on his arm. We allowed the body and the skein of signal to do all of the work. And that's where it goes back to that pathogen word, which I want to talk about a little bit today, but I did talk about in last week's call, is that you need to understand that the Greeks understood this, you know. Pathogen means pain generating. So all of those pathogens that are in our systems are pain generating. And when you start to work with those, say in, you know, going back to that the sciatica position or the sciatica point, when you start to kill off those pathogens that are causing that pain down that nerve and start to get the energy into that nerve back into the spine, then everything starts to free up. Now, of course, like in any healing process, you know, once the pain is gone, then it's essential that that person starts to take an active life again, or start walking if they haven't been walking, and start swimming if they haven't been swimming, or start running if they can walk and swim. But to get the cardiovascular system and to get the musculoskeletal system back into shape, because really what you want to do is ongoingly, we can get our bodies back. Our bodies are perfectly capable. It's just our mindset that is basically hindering us. But when you have the right support system in place, or when you have for your clients the right support system in your place that's taking them beyond just getting rid of the pain or dealing with that heart issue or whatever it is, then, you know, it's about the diet and it's about the exercise and the water and the mental state and the meditation and all of the other stuff and taking and dealing with stress at a better level, in a more constructive way than what they're used to in the past. And of course, because of all of us baby boomers out there, you know, there's millions of us, if not billions, I'm not sure, but there's certainly millions of us that, you know, are kind of set in our ways. So it presents an interesting challenge, you know, because the bodies are more compromised and therefore it's more difficult to get the results than it used to be. However, there's also another thing that's happening, of course, is that because of this consciousness that we have on the planet, there's a lot of other supporting factors. And Art has trained with me with the Dreamweaver, which is the sound healing work that I pioneered, basically. And all of that was, a lot of that training was around the mental states, the different shamanic states that people would automatically go into, the different type of visions and different types of information that they would get around those situations. And because we took them very, very quickly into a deeply relaxed mode, and there we could discover things that, you know, the client never knew about in the first place. And that was just by using sound as a musical massage, really as a tactile, fluid substance. It's fluid-like in the patterns. And maybe you've seen some of the cymatic, beautiful cymatic pictures that come from sound. They're like geometries, of pulsing geometries that sound creates. Now, here's one interesting thing. You need to bear this in mind with the Skeiner work. From the work of sound, we know that if you have a low volume or low power level, the patterns that it creates at that low power level at a specific frequency, say a loudness, low power, low loud, as it gets louder, then those patterns change. And it's the same with the electrical stim work with these devices. As you increase the power levels on there, you're not just changing the amount of oomph behind it, but you're also changing the patterns because they're behaving in a different way. So this is kind of interesting because, you know, we know that our bodies are, I was going to say, way more complicated and way more, there's so much to our living on in this life that, you know, we're basically hardly tapping into, or most of us are hardly tapping into. And so when you're using, you know, different signals from these different devices, I'm going to shift to just explaining some of that here, is that kind of like with the sound, with the music. You know, you could use different pieces of music to get different effects. Now, the scanners are not tuned in the same way as a musical instrument or great composition is composed, but there are basic similarities. And so when you have a signal from, say, a rhythm unit, and let's compare that to an E-naught and compare that to a Diadens or Donas unit, when you feel the pulse from a rhythm unit, it's kind of smooth. And the same with the E-naught units. And so it's a very smooth feeling to it. Now, the Donas people, they came up with a different type of feel to the signal. I would call it, and I think others have called it, harsher. It's more aggressive because there's more spike to it. And that's what Dr. Tom was referring to with the first phase. Actually, it's the voltage, not the amplitude. It's first phase voltage. It's basically voltage is that resource of energy, kind of like having a water, you know, at a different level. So if you've got water in storage in a high tower and you're taking it out of a tap at the bottom, say the water's 100 feet up, the pressure down the bottom is coming out when you open the tap is going to be far, far greater than if you've got that tower and it's now only 10 feet off the ground. So that is what in electrical terms is voltage, is that height. And what happens with the Donas signal is that it has a more of a spike to it. And so it actually drives deeper into the tissue more easily because that spike, it's kind of like hitting the skin of a drum. You hit it very gently, which is more of the rhythm E-naught line, or you can slap it and you're going to get more of a, you tap that drum and you get more of a spike to the sound coming off it. And that's basically the difference between the signals of the two. Now, if we go into, let's go into, say, again, Dr. Tom's question about micro resonances. Because, and I'm talking about the E-naught units, not so much about the rhythm units, because essentially, apart from the recent phase of units that have come out, which I haven't investigated yet, the rhythm units that were made up to the last a couple of years ago, they had exactly the same settings that the rhythm units had 10 years ago. And so all of the frequency sets, all of the different settings in those professional rhythms didn't change over that decade. And that's kind of interesting to me because, you know, if there were better frequencies out there and, gosh, that rhythm group has all of the know-how and the doctors and the resources to really investigate that more fully. And they didn't come out with much changes. The only people that really have come out with, okay, the Avasia people have come out with interesting stuff, and I can get to that in a moment. But the real leaders have been for the last decade or two, is the LET, the E-naught line. And so in the first phase voltage, which is actually a biofeedback control voltage change on those units, what they'd noticed from the manufacturer of the E-naught units is that with the Prolog and the different units that they have out there, that each one of those units had the doctors there were finding that they worked better with different situations. And then they put it all down to this first phase voltage, the slap. So the PCM unit has a lot of slap to it. And so if you're used to, some sort of power settings on the E-naught or the rhythm line, if you're going to talk power, the Donas feels more aggressive. And so for some situations, that doesn't work for people. But here's the way you get around it, is that you reduce the power or you use a different slower frequency. And because, as you may know, the higher the frequency for a given amount of power, the more cycles per second it's going to be powering at you, so it feels more intense at a higher frequency than it does at a lower frequency. So going back to that original Donath experiment that I started in 2007, what I was not clear about, and maybe Roy, you know more about this, or have experimented more than this than I have, is that, or Dimitri there too, is that when I was using the simple Donath, which had that long handle, which was the main feature that made it more useful, the second thing that made it very easily to train is that it only had two speeds. And so it had a low and a high. Well, the high was actually the default frequency range of that 60 to 100 hertz. In the Donath line, it's 77. And the low frequency was a 10, and it was also a dose. And if you go back to my last week's call, I was talking about batteries and the cells being batteries and how you are powering them up by pouring electricity in them. And the dose is a measure of how full that battery is at the beginning of the session or the beginning of that time period. And so you can use those dosages to pinpoint areas, and also over time you can use them to support what's going on in the body and understanding what's going on. And so in the trainings that I developed out of that Donath one was that, and what we use a lot now, is that when I'm training people one-on-one and not so much the therapists, because they don't really get this opportunity so much in the same way of when you're training one-on-one with somebody that's using the unit, it's really helpful to get around this whole doubt thing of, you know, that mindset thing. It's really helpful to be able to get results quickly and show what's going on. And of course, that dose signal and the dose time or the dose amount, if it's an LED readout, is really powerful at pinpointing those areas and when something needs supporting more. So it was something that we put into there from the Donath point of view, and it really helped me to understand and to predict behaviors or situations that were going to evolve as the body went into the healing crisis and came out of it. And so with the micro resonance in the ENOT units, and the Donath line doesn't touch this to my knowledge. The micro resonance story, as I understand it, is that within our system, there's a kaleidoscope, there's a symphony of different resonances, there's a whole orchestra of different sounds that's happening in our bodies all the time. And when I was younger and haven't been practicing this so much, I could see energy fields and auras and stuff, and you could really see how things were changing, especially in those sound environments, very, very quickly. And because the vibrotactile aspect of palpating that music through the body was allowing different areas to become quickly de-stressed. So with those micro resonances, those are the smaller resonances, maybe longer waveform, i.e. Lower hertz, you know, in that sort of 10 minus hertz range. Those micro resonances are indicative of how the system is stabilizing. It's kind of like if you had like a body of water that was going through a storm and everything's shaking up and is crashing against the shoreline and the waves are huge, and then as things stabilize and the storm passes, then things become more stable and the water begins, the wave height drops and the slashing drops and you know, everything sort of normalizes. But there's within that complex structure, say during that storm event, there's whole kaleidoscopes of resonances within that body of water that's exhibiting different patterns and different characteristics. And the story is that the ENOT line, they found ways of, because I think they have such a broad bandwidth, I forget, they're something like 48-bit machines, I think. So they are actually sampling a huge range of different results very quickly, and they are able to talk back to the microresonance that was happening in the body. And so, you know, when you look at when you compare the price of back in the days when I was selling the Danases, I was selling them for, I think it was either $400 or $500, $397 or $497, I think it was. The results that we got were on individuals who were using them at home were comparable to everything that I've seen using the professional unit. And that really kind of like surprised me because I'd been listening to all of these stories, and then it began to question me as to what it is in the electricity that does what it does. And I talk about that in the last call where I'm talking about, you know, some of the Tesla type of electrical engineering stuff that's really, really interesting. And because it really does help to demystify this whole thing around electricity. And so when you're looking at, you know, okay, let's compare, here's the situation that Cameron was talking about, you know, lasers and the penetration of lasers versus the penetrations of electrical currents. The chromosomes are called chromosomes because chromo is light and light beings. And so the chromosomes have a light and they do glow, literally. So our whole body does have this photon, this light energy characteristic to it. The electrical component to the electricity that we know of that's flowing down our wires and coming into our computers and lights and things, that is, we normally think of that as electrons. Well, it turns out that in this new electrical engineering is that the electrons are literally the dying phase of the electricity. The electrons are what we perceive in this dimension, but actually it's sourced out of the etheric. And so when we're using these signals, we're literally talking into a completely another place with the electricity. And so it's that's what makes electrical energy a more profound response in the body than the laser. Now, not that they can't be used in conjunction, and I'm not experienced enough, or I'm not experienced enough at all with the lasers. I've just been so blown away by the Skaner results that I haven't bothered to move around with it. And when you're using these devices, you know, correctly, when you are using, for instance, supporting the individual with a pad set, or if you've got like the tendonitis issue that was brought up, you know, you can use the massage set on those tendons, or you can use the acupuncture probe on those tendons, and you can literally get right into the nitty gritty of where that pain is, and also pour the electrical energy in and around all of those fibers to soften them. And in that other call, we talk about proteins and how they soften with electrical currents. So, and there's also a new blog post that I put up last week at ebodyfusion.com/blog. There's a post I put up last week about softening scar tissue and my experiences with that. Now, I did mention Avasia, and I kind of mentioned them almost, but not quite, almost in the same breath as the ENOT units. The Avasia units are ergonomically, they suck, but the high-end units are sort of, but not on, they're good. They're good as the professional RITMs and maybe the ENOT 911, but I don't think so. The reason for it is that the settings in the ENOT 911, for instance, now that unit comes in at 3,000 plus, I think now, they are, there's a whole different school of thought from the Ukrainians and the Russian collaboration there than what's going on here in America. And I'm going to be writing a book this year about SCANA. In fact, I was just looking at some of that time frame and blocking out some time for me to do that this year. Because to my knowledge, there's never really been written anything other than a whole bunch of papers on electrical medicine, you know, on what can be done with this SCANA technology. And it's high time that somebody came up with, especially specifically to the SCANA. And so talking about those, it's the electrodes have a really powerful way of making it easy to apply and making it user-friendly. And when I first started using the electrodes in conjunction with the DNAS, that was when I was getting similar results of what I could get with the written professional unit. I was actually only at that time, well, to begin with, I was only using the acupuncture probe because that's all they had. And then I started to build some electrode pads myself to experiment with them, but I ran into problems simply because I couldn't get the wires to bend and bend and bend as they would do, and pads didn't last that long. But these pads that come out of DNAS now, they're made out of some electrical stuff that's in a rubber. And so those pads last forever. It's not like the stick-on pads that the Avasias have, which are actually kind of handy. But these Russian versions go on forever. They'll last forever. And the same with the goggles. They now made the goggles out of that same material. So it's no longer rivets on a piece of material. That whole material is now rubber, which is infused with, I forget what it is, it's a silicone rubber, but with something in it that allows the electrical current to flow through it. And so that makes it even better because you just need to clean those off and you can reuse them and reuse them. And actually, these units are kind of like self-cleaning because they're going to kill any pathogen. And that's what I'll be talking about in the last call, which is about pathogens. And I talked extensively about them because the higher frequencies, especially in the PCM or ENOT written lines, are way better at killing those pathogen load and denaturing it. And so, again, Cameron, you know, for the sciatica situation, and you would use a higher frequency to begin with to numb out the pain. Now, in last week's call, I went through three categories of what the PCM provides. And one is a set of diagnostics, the two is a set of frequencies, and the third set is this new set, which is a set of infra or ultra low frequencies at below 9.9 hertz. Now, what they bring to the table, which I see the Avasia Best Pro 1 has and also the ENOT 911 has, are these ultra low frequencies. So what they bring to us is a way that we can, talking resonance, the way that we can resonate that tissue back into its natural harmonic. And so those are what the infra frequencies do, is that those different frequency sets in there, of which you can incrementally change it from by 0.1 of a hertz. And if anybody here knows much about brainwave activity, it's a really interesting thing because you can then tune the brain up to different natural frequencies. And so one would be in the Schumann resonance, to use the Earth's natural frequency of, it's in the order of 7.8 or something hertz. And anywhere in that range will bring the body into a natural way that it can resonate. And so it's powerful that way too. And on the Diadens or the DNAS PCM, they have the three sets. They have this diagnostic set, which they call screening, and MED, which is minimum effective dose. And then in the other ones are the different frequencies that are built into the Diadens PCM, which are 10 hertz, 20, 60, 77, 140, and 200. So there's five sets in there. Unlike the professional units from RITM and ENOT, you can't go incrementally hertz by hertz. They've just got frequency sets that you can use. The PCM, like the ENOT and the RISM line, the PCM doesn't have the frequency sweeps or the swing one modes, the different swing modes. And there are workarounds with that. And that's what we found from working with the Danaus, which was a very simple two-speed machine, that when we used the pads and the pad sets and the acupuncture probe, the goggles, etc., we could really compensate. We could really make that thing perform equally effectively on an individual. And for myself, that is the first one. If I've got like a little owie on me, that's the first one that I use. I pick up the Danaus, a simple two-speed unit, and that's what I use on myself most of the time. And so with at this price, the Diadens PCM or the Danaus PCM, the Diadens being the PCM for Danaus PCM being the Russian version only. Now they do have a kind of like have a an English translation of a manual, but quite frankly, it doesn't cut it because all of the controls are in the Russian glyphs or whatever you call that alphabet they have, and so you can kind of read them after you've got a bit of experience, but you can but you've got to know a bit of Russian in order to get it. And you know, if you're coming in there without any training and without, you know, a call like this, it would be really difficult for you to get optimum results. And quite frankly, it's the reason why most people, these devices sadly end up on the shelves and people don't use them nearly enough. You know, that's why I put all of those YouTube videos together, because at that time, back in the, yeah, I guess it was 06 and 07, maybe 05 when I started putting YouTube videos up, there was nobody else doing that. And what it helped me to do was to explain what I was doing and, of course, you know, and then share that with people on YouTube. What's difficult from people viewing any of this stuff is the indoctrination that we have around health. And here's the big one is that, you know, you get all of these supplements that come out and they've got high antioxidant value or they've got great, whatever those values are in there. It's really difficult for people to understand how and why and how to use it. The body can actually create most of those substances itself with electricity. Let's talk about 12 volts for just a moment. 12 volts DC is a current, is a direct current. It has no ripple to it, unlike AC, which is cycling at 60 cycles. So, and I've used that for killing pathogens and clearing foot rot and stuff like that in my own feet and for others. Used the 12 volts for staph infections. And the reason for that is that, again, is that those pathogens are literally killed, denatured, cooked, just like they would be in a microwave, just by this electrical current. And so when you've got electricity, abundance of electricity, which we have like after a thunderstorm from the ions in the air, those are electrical, that's electricity in the air, in the dielectric. And that's why we get that energy from that energy during a storm. And so when they got all of these things, you combine them in these little units running on AA batteries, you can do a lot of stuff really quickly and really easily. You know, and Gail was asking, you know, how long does it take to get proficient? Well, with the simple stuff, you know, if it were bulging discs, you know, that sort of thing, which in the scanner world is very simple. Any of the musculoskeletal stuff is really, really simple. You can get quite proficient at that really quickly. When you're dealing with clients, though, that are heavily compromised with immune system issues, then there's a whole other set of skills that are needed in order to help those people. They need more coaching. They need more support. They need, you know, they really need, there's a they're faced with huge issues, not only from the compromised compromised immune system, but from the load of bacteria and pathogens that are in those systems, and it might be exhibiting as Lyme's disease or blah, blah, blah. And again, I'm not a medical professional, so I can't really diagnose or whatever, talk about this as being a healing modality, because, but from, you know, working with people, you certainly understand things that are going on. And so when you're working with somebody with chronic fatigue or those type of suppressed immune systems, they need they need a lot of help. Their bodies are not only, you know, in pain, but their whole mind and their enthusiasm and their hearts are also compromised by this tremendous load that their system has been under for who knows how long. It can be a long time, of course. And even in the naturopathic world, you know, things aren't working out for most of those folks either. And so that's sad, you know, the herbs and those medicines are not working like they used to. And, you know, GMO and all of the water stuff and everything else is all compromised our systems. And so it's more difficult to get those results. So especially in that population, you know, with this electrical medicine stuff, it's less is more with those guys, because they will be going into a healing crisis and they will need to go through many multiple healing crises on their way through this process. And that's where the getting my languages, the Enoch made a unit which was called the cosmotic, there we go. Enoch brought out a line of cosmotic devices which were designed not to really push the body into a healing crisis. And that works from maybe a marketing point of view, but actually in the long term, I think it was detrimental to that whole, to the whole skill sets of that people needed to develop, that, you know, healing crisis are a necessary event. And I do understand that there are doctors out there that have managed to sort of really lessen the deleterious or the painful side effects of the healing crisis, and I take my hat off to them, because I don't understand quite what they're doing yet. I haven't studied them enough, but within this, my experience, for instance, I have a client right now who has gone through, in her first month, she went through one healing crisis in the first month, which lasted about 3 days. The second one didn't last so long, maybe a day or two. And so what happens normally is that the healing crisis, the timing of that healing crisis, or the lessens as the body gets more energy into it. So, you know, no matter where you are or who you're dealing with, on this call we have a lot of people that are therapists or working with other people, is that, you know, these devices are exceedingly good, and they can be, somebody asked the question, can they be used in conjunction with another model? And of course, yes, they can. The really basic understanding to this, and I use the DNAS in conjunction with the RITM units, because when I'm working one-on-one with somebody, I use multiple units. Quite frankly, one is not enough. Sometimes I put like 5 or 6 units on them. And it makes a lot of difference. It really quickens the process. Also, unlike the classical Russian training, I don't spend that much time on the spine anymore in that method. I simply use I brush the unit a lot more than I ever used to in the classical trainings, and it's simpler to do. It's easier for a novice to apply, and you get tremendous results. So again, you know, the massage set, there's a prong comb, and there's a larger electrode. That flat, large electrode device is good for working on clients to brush them up and down. And the same for the device itself, but basically we're getting back to the ergonomics, is that these devices are, well, the PCM is, and the ENART and the RITM line are all mainly designed for therapists or doctors or whatever working on patients. And it really does help to have different angles on the electrodes compared to the handle from when you're working on yourself. It's much better to have the electrodes flatter to the plane of the handle. And because it just makes it easier to use. So that's where the electrodes again come in handy, because you can just place them there, turn them on, and let them just drill in there and do their work. So with when you look at the plethora of YouTube videos that are out on the internet now, it's quite amazing what we've got there, the details that we've got there, and the indications of what we can get out of these things. But sadly, as of now, this is still, and it's hard to believe after all of these years, it's still in its infancy. And I'm not going to go into the reasons for that, but there are very obvious reasons if you track some of the stuff that's been going on, especially with the Avasia people before they came on, and you look at their credentials and where they've come from, you'll see why things haven't gone so good in America and also in Russia too. But that's just part of our evolution. And so my passion here is to share this with people and to bring people to another level of understanding. And basically that is that when you use these units, you're going to get results. And when you use them a lot, you're going to ongoingly get results through multiple situations. And so maybe you're buying a unit because you've got some condition X, lower back pain. And once you get rid of that lower back pain, then it can be used for all different things. And that's what's difficult for us to understand, that electricity does so much for in many, many different realms. And but that's what I encourage you to really take home with you today, is that, the ongoing use will... okay, let's put this a different way. The ongoing use coupled with, exercise, coupled with great nutrition, is going to take the body to another level every time. And but when we buy a unit and we go and it's taking care of my back more or less, and then the back issue comes back and you say, oh, it didn't work. No, that's not the case. You just need to apply it some more. And what happens is that over time, the amount of time that you apply it for becomes less and less, and soon you're moving on to other areas that you'd forgotten about. And in the call last week, I talk about that. I talk about tracking the pain and some other modalities that you need to know about in terms of using this. And so with let's see if I got through most of the questions here. Infrafrequencies we talked about. We've talked about the Ritam scanner versus the PCM. The huge difference is that, for instance, when I was using the Danats, which was a two-speed machine, and we were getting results with clients from being bedridden, in one case, for a decade. David was bedridden for a decade prior to coming across this technology, and within 3 months, he's not only out of bed, he was in bed because every movement he made, even the slightest touch on his skin, was exceedingly painful. He went from that place to being able 3 months later to hike, to get back into a little running, jogging, and then taking care of his family again, to driving again himself. And yeah, he went through different healing crises, but he persevered, and now he's huge. He's pain free basically. He's still using the Danas. He did in my last conversation with him. He said one thing that he had done, which was to get the grounding sheets. And of course, guess what? Of course, they're grounding you into the earth energy, so you're always getting that electricity into the body again. And that's what's happened to us, is that through the insulation on the soles of our shoes, not walking barefoot, we're insulated from the earth energies, we're disconnected from it. So when you don't have that flow of that electricity that's through the body, which it would have been in our in the way that we were, you know, in an aboriginal type of situation or in a tribal situation, when we're insulated from all of these natural frequencies. And then on top of that, we've got like this huge load of microwave stuff that's blasting through our bodies no matter where we are now. That is deleterious. And if you read about the shenanigans that's gone on within the not only the corporations, the cell phone corporations, but also within the microwave people that make microwave ovens, the shenanigans that's gone on in those companies in order to make money and deal with the medical systems and have them on their side, it's really sickening. But what happens when you're bringing that electricity into the body, you're allowing the body the resources to you're triggering the resources in the body to really deal with the situations that it needs to deal with in a very powerful and basic manner. And so in that sense, electricity is like a food. It literally is like a food. It's an antioxidant because it's providing a whole bunch of electricity that's going to oxidize out those heavy metals or those substances that are in the body that need to be taken out. So, you know, electricity, actually, when you look at the electrical model as to explaining why, if you look at that, you know, if you look at the front page of eBody Fusion, there's a whole list of diseases in there. And that is the reason. It's the electricity that does the work. Now, sure, the electricity coupled with the biofeedback or the microcurrent biofeedback is really specifically designed to work on the body systems. But as I told you earlier, it doesn't necessarily just have to be that. It could be 12 volts like I was using, you know, which was just straight from a car battery or, you know, solar battery. And I had electrodes and stainless steel electrodes, and I would put them in a salt water bath in a basin and then have clients sit in there and the color would all change and everything else. And that was just, you know, not with any fancy equipment. That was just a set of stainless electrodes with 12 volts on one side and minus 12 volts on the other side of it, and charging that water, which had a little salt, you know, sodium chloride in it, that would allow the electrical energies to trickle into the feet, and you could feel it. And so it's really interesting. It's like electricity, you know, from, who was it, Huldah Clark's zappers, you know, those devices work really well on the pathogen load in the gut, for instance. But they're not tuned to the bodies. That zapper is not tuned in the same way that you would use it on your heart, for instance, for different heart type situations. And getting to the contraindications in a moment. But with the heart, for instance, I mentioned this on the call last week. I'm going to leave you to go and listen to it. But I talked about heart situation on myself, where I woke up one morning with tremendous pain. And by noon I had it cleared, but I'm not concerned about the frequency of being deleterious to the heart whatsoever. Now, again, if your system is compromised, you're just going to have to take it easy to begin with. And so it's like little baby steps. And those people that have compromised systems, I highly recommend you at least get the pad set, but preferably get the whole Shang, you know, the professional kit that I have there, because it just makes it so much easier to apply over time, and that's what you're going to need to do. It's going to take 3-6 months. You're going to get results in the first month, but 3-6 months, you're going to be hugely changed. And if you've got your goals set in place and you've got the vision set in place, if you're doing all of the visioning stuff and if you're doing the sort of inner work stuff at the same time, you're going to succeed. You're going to win. And that's what it takes. It just takes, you know, a mindset to in conjunction with it. I'm not going to say it's easy. It's not. But it is something that when you persevere for it, especially in a coaching environment, you can really, really be successful at. Because, you know, it's confusing. Because as the body changes, you know, all of the emotional issues change. And that's the ones that normally trip us up. And so it's essential to realize that, you know, as the body is changing, it's not just electricity that's changing in your body. It's a plethora of hormonal and other stuff that's changing in their balance of the different hormones. They're all changing at the same time. And so the mental game is huge on this. The mental emotional game is huge on this too. Now, getting to contraindicators, and this is an interesting one. I live in a small community here, and I was down at the community center last week, and one of the local Hawaiian girls who I'd worked on in the past, just gratis, she is now pregnant. And she was going through morning sickness stuff. And I remember this of one or two of my previous, my wife then and two of the previous children that I have. We used the electrical stim work on her, this Hawaiian lady, and it didn't work for her. And it didn't work for my wife back then either. It was just too much. The system is too whacked out. However, if it was if you were working on yourself and you were pregnant, I would just like turn the power down really low, and it's not going to take much time. You can probably feel the changes in your body within, you know, a few seconds, and that's probably enough, because the system is in such a delicate, life-giving, beautiful process as a woman goes through pregnancy. That it doesn't take that much electrical energy to shift with it. So it's not I don't personally, although I know there's stuff written about it, I have not seen any contraindicators to it, to the use of this device whatsoever. However, in the Avasia line, from legal perspectives here in dumbed out America, Australians, you can probably relate, there's so much medical stuff and legal stuff here that it's just like, it's sickening what they put in there and the fear that they produce from it. So if you buy one of the Avasia units, it's like, don't use this, don't use it for this, don't use it for that, don't use it, you know, that is all legal language that's in those brochures just to protect it. But from my experience of working, you know, for a long time with this stuff, just do it. And as the system gets more charged up, more fired up, you can use it a lot more. And it's only really in the super compromised Lyme's disease, chronic fatigue, whatever you want to call it, as far as I'm concerned, they're all in the same class of highly, a system that's highly toxed out with pathogens. And you can deal with it all. It just takes gentle steps at the beginning, and then you get going with it longer and longer as you get going. So let's see. So, you know, the contraindicators, I think that basically covers it from my experience. It's, you know, if you do have a contraindicator type of situation that you may sense is contraindicator, then don't use it. But devices are like the Enot 911 and maybe the Slider 2, they have fibrillator settings in them. And definitely you can use this for heart type of conditions, which is kind of interesting. Now, my partner here, she has genetically a heart situation, and she can feel the signal sort of, what do you call it? When it's close to her heart, she doesn't feel comfortable with it, because what's happening is that from that genetic situation, she's grown accustomed to it feeling the way it feels. And when you're starting to make changes, especially in the heart, people get scared. So, you know, just use it from that perspective. And I think that's really. I hope I've answered all the questions there. So we've gone on through the rhythm and the PCM4. The PCM4 is only in Russian. The Russian translated English manual is really lacking. Actually, any and all of the manuals that are made with these units are really lacking. There's not much training in them whatsoever, and you kind of like guesswork a lot of the time if you've just gone from a manual. The relief, okay, Art, your friend is not getting relief. This will quickly do that for her. And it would be it's so cost effective. Because of the Rupel price right now, it's so cost effective. I would certainly get on board with one of these things. You're going to be using it for the next 20 years, just like you have been using the Dreamweaver. Tom in New York, contraindicators. We talked about that. Heart and tinnitus. Okay, tinnitus. Let's look at that perspective. From a tinnitus point of view, I've written down tinnitus. I don't think you said tendonitis. From the tinnitus point of view, Tom, it is a systemic infection. And if you look at, I forget the guy's name, but he has a tinnitus scanner written videos up there. What I think most tinnitus sufferers or people don't understand is the load of the pathogens. And of course, if you go to any medical doctor and you ask for the blood work, they don't actually measure that stuff very well. And so in the tinnitus, and I have tinnitus, but it's from this compromised back situation. So for instance, if I'm in a yoga pose where I'm going onto my head, the nerve in the neck there gets compressed and my ears start ringing. So some of the tinnitus is from the cervicals being out of whack and pinching on the nerve. But the other tinnitus is that's ongoing is from the pathogen load in the body. And we've had a lot of success with tinnitus, but the success has really been limited to perseverance. And that's what, like I've been saying, when you've got that pathogen load, like with the chronic fatigue, you've got to take it slowly. You need to understand that you will be going through healing crisis. You need to know that you need support whilst you're going through that healing crisis. And ongoingly, the tinnitus will get better and better. Now, because of the pathogen loads in our system and because of the bad foods, it's just as important for those people, for that population, to really master their diet and their lifestyle. We had one guy in training, and he loved to go out and party. And I told him, you can't go out drinking and partying and expect that the tinnitus is going to go. You need to really get into a healthy lifestyle where you're getting good sunlight on the body, you've got the vitamin D, the whole lifestyle stuff. And then you go party once you've got your body nice and strong again. And, he's in his 20s. But it's like, as I said all along, it's really about educating and encouragement and about support and, coaching people to really stick with this because it will work, but only when you work it. So with the tinnitus, definitely work around the ears, but also work around the neck. You're going to need to really denature the pathogen load in the body. And so again, the pad set would be good for that. The massage set would be good for that. And one of the guys, another Art, I think his name was up he was in British Columbia. He started using the acupuncture probe on his ears and using the acupuncture probe into the ear canal a little bit. And he was getting results with that. But again, he got good results. But it was difficult for him to change his lifestyle. So it really is, this is not going, none of this technology will work on those situations unless it's good. Well, it will work on the situation. It will help the situation. I'm not saying it won't work. But to get the results that you really want, it does need that lifestyle change too. So with Cameron, the lasers and the sciatica, Dr. Tom with the micro-resonance, we talked about that, and the Scanner signals, we talked about that. Dr. Tom, I think, with the situation, I mean, you've asked me several times around this, the situation with the ENOT, say in the 911, ENOT 911 is a superb unit. But for $3,000, is it, whatever it is, 10 times better than 10 times better? No, certainly not than the Diodens PCM or PCM3. You know, it's certainly not. It's like a, I don't know what the ratio would be, but okay, here's the thing that the ENOT would do or the RITMs would do. Maybe you remember I was talking a little bit about batteries, and I talk about it a lot in the first course. When you measure how full that battery is, the cell, before, in a big or over a period of time, the ENOT RITM line is very quick at doing that. It's an instant read. In the DNAS line, whether it be the PCM or the Diodens T or the old DNAS, they all take, I think it's 5 seconds. No, okay, the DNAS doesn't have it. The Diodens T and the PCM, it takes 5 seconds to take that reading, that initial reading. And so, yeah, you know, whatever. But it's like, you know, I use, let's say, when I use the, I would use the 911 or the RITM units if I was doing standard protocols. Say down the back, the free pathway 6 points. That's what I would use because it just gives me as a practitioner working on somebody else very quick readings. But you know, it's not that important because really it's more about getting the electricity in the body. And that's what we've really discovered. It's about this, the properties of electricity. So Gail, with your mum in pain, that's cool. Take care of her. With the acupuncture she's getting, that would help to support it and actually save you money on her money on the acupuncture stuff. And in your massage business, Gail, you'll be able to take care of tendonitis or lower back pain or bulging discs or stenosis, scoliosis, or ripped knee or ankle injury or tendon injury or any of those sort of musculoskeletal stuff exceedingly quickly. And actually, if you languish this property with your clients, you're going to get a bigger referral basis to them. So that's also part of what one needs to do and be aware of is how you language this with people. Because that's what really makes the difference in the short and long run. So we looked at, you know, the PCM. Oh, yeah. Let's compare the PCM versus the Diodens T for just a moment. The difference between that and the Diodens T and the PCM is the PCM has this extra frequency, the ultra-low or infra-frequencies in it. The Diodens T and the PCM otherwise the settings in terms of frequencies and the ability to dose and measure the initial readings are the same. And with Roy, you in China and Shanghai, wow, this is going to be exciting for you. Let's see what develops for you there, because there is a vast untapped market that really, really could use this type of technology or even manufacture it there. That would be a really cool way of going about it. So a couple more people have joined in the call that I didn't get to talk with, and I just want to make sure that I answer their question. And I'm going to go to a caller who's come in at 352-789. I'm going to just unmute you, whoever you are. And here we go. 352-789. Would you like to give me your name and what your needs are today? Hello? Okay. Maybe not. Okay, so what I would like to do is like just open up the lines again. I'm going to have to be aware that there was some interference coming through somebody's line, and I'm not sure which one it was. And let's go for an opening round of questions and answers. I've got another just about 12 minutes before I need to get off the call, 10, 15 minutes. And then just I'll floor some questions or discussion or whatever it might be. And so how do we unmute everybody? I think I have to do it individual. So I'm going to go down. Art, do you have a question?
Yeah, Ben, I need to speak to you one-on-one because you're right. I'll probably grab one of the units. I just need to know exactly what unit I need to grab. So I need to speak to you one-on-one. So maybe after this conference call we can talk.
I'm on another call with my kids one-on-one after this, Art, but Art, you can't go wrong with the Diadems PCMs. I would highly recommend that's the one that you stick to.
Well, what I'm saying is you're saying 298 and the other one is 345, and you said neither manuals are really anything good. So if I went and got the Russian one and got together with you and you gave me basically basic settings, then I could probably figure the rest of it out myself.
I wouldn't waste your money. You're not saving money by not paying the extra $50 for the English version.
Oh, that's what I'm not saying that. That's what I'm saying. In other words, there's certain settings, right?
Okay. Let me just back up there again. All of the extra settings that are in the Danas PCM, the PCM4. Are all available in the PCM3.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay. So what they did with the PCM4 is they just put a whole bunch more presets in there. But there's 24, I think it is, something like 24 presets in the PCM4. You're only going to be using, for most of your clients, just a handful of those presets.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. We could sit down and figure out which ones I would see related to what I'm going to be dealing with.
Right. So here's what, you know, to save us both the time, get the PCM, the Diadems PCM, and I would get the professional kit because it's going to, basically, the price is going to double in the new year. And when you get that, I'm going to be doing a deeper orientation teleconference on January the 11th. And in that conversation on January the 11th, in the call on January in 2 weeks, is it? Gosh, time is flying. Maybe it's 3 weeks away. I can't work it out quickly. But it's we will be covering, you know, orientating you into some of the training programs that I will have available. I haven't really thought this through yet, Art. I do have a lot of training, you know, all in the back end, ready to go. But I just, basically what I'm trying to establish with the people that have purchased here, I'm trying to get a feel of what their needs are and what's the most cost-effective way for them to move forward.
Right. Okay.
Great. Anybody else there?
Yeah, this is Roy.
Hey, Roy.
I'm just interested. Can you quickly say how much is the PCM Professional Kit?
It's, I don't have that. Hang on. Right, so I don't have it in front of me. It's under $700. Do you have the sales page?
Yeah, I can probably look it up on the sales page. I was just wondering what the difference was if you buy the Diadems 3 English version, or then if you buy the professional kit, is that basically just the Diadems 3 English unit with the professional kit added? Is that what the difference is?
Well, the professional kit means that you get all of the electrodes.
Yeah, you get all of the electrodes, but the unit itself is the Diadens 3 English unit. Is that right?
Correct. So what I
correct. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really want to sell, especially to people that need a professional kit. I don't want to sell them the Diadens PCM, the Danas PCM, the Russian version. It's just a nightmare for me to train.
Yeah, that's fine. I haven't got any problem with that. With the pad set, how many pads do you get? Do you
I think only get four.
And are they all the same size?
No, they're different for different things. So they've got one that bends around the kneecap, for instance, or shoulder, and then another one that you put on the spine, and they have another.
Oh,
they have
okay.
three in there, I think it is. Yeah, so they have.
Okay.
Yeah, you can put them on different positions or the back of the neck. You know, they're really good for that. And plus, the rubber, they are vastly superior to the rhythm unit. Equivalent.
The pads for the rhythms are useless. I mean, that's one thing I've found. What's the main use of the goggles? What are the goggles primarily for? What?
For eye strain and for different eye conditions.
Oh, you actually put the goggles on the patient you're treating and connect the unit
correct.
To the goggles. Is that, okay. I didn't quite
correct.
Understand that. All right, well, I think I've got most of it now, and I agree with a lot of the points you were making. I'll send you off an email after this, and we'll see where we go.
Cool. Okay. It'd be great to have you
okay,
on board.
Benedict.
And, yeah,
Benedict.
You're very welcome. Yes.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Benedict.
Okay, Rob.
Benedict, Dimitri here.
Hey, Dimitri.
Dimitri here. Thank you, sir. I very much enjoyed your intelligence tonight and update me on a lot of things. You know, I've been researching this, and of course, from what I understand, with a TENS unit, pretty much deals with muscular, and this is more neurological. Is that correct?
No. Well, I guess from a basic point of view, yes. But no, the TENS unit is a totally different type of thing. The TENS unit is, we're talking within the Skinner realm, you're talking about microcurrent biofeedback. So it's very low current, higher voltage. In the TENS units, it's much higher current, lower voltage. So the wattage is the same, but the TENS units are totally mechanical waveform. They're nothing like that resonates to the organic body. And yes, they will do stem cell production. Yes, they will reduce pain. And yes, blah, 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 blah. But they're not nearly as effective as the scanner type technology.
Would you say that the scanner is light years ahead of the TENS unit?
I wouldn't use the word light years because the TENS units were actually patented in Russia and in the West the same year. And it was
okay.
Dr. Karasev that patented the TENS unit in Russia. And Dr. Karasev, an electrical engineer, just furthered the whole technology to give the biofeedback and to represent more of an organic waveform to the body. And there's a whole discussion around that, which we don't have time to go into.
Right.
But basically what it is that when you have that organic thing, yeah, it's neurological, but it really is, it's a lot easier on the system. It's not nearly so abrasive.
Okay. Earlier, I think there was a guy at the very beginning of the call, a Dr. Tom, that you said that he's really been asking a lot of questions, and I got to listen to a little bit of last week's, but I didn't get to finish and listen to the whole show. But he had mentioned something about that the higher frequency pretty much it gives immediate pain relief.
but yet if it's used over and over again, will the body put up a block to that higher frequency?
No.
Okay. Okay, because I just that's what I thought.
That's the big difference. That's the big difference between TENS and SCANA.
Okay, and now does this Diadens unit it has the automated, how many automated presets does it have on it?
10. This is all actually
okay,
on the sales page. Tell you what it is. If anybody wants to, you know, really study this some more, it's all on the sales page. But basically, you've got 10, 20, 60, 77, 140, and 200. Plus,
okay,
you've got the infrafrequencies, which are 0.1 increments from 0.1 of a hertz to 9.9 hertz.
Okay. So that's that. Now you had mentioned the inert and the RITMs as far as it feed it going. Whenever you have the Diadens or the PCM, whenever let's say you're in a 200 frequency, and I guess you're rubbing it back and forth, is it communicating to the cells and taking readings back from the cells as far as from the nerve tissue? Is
okay.
It communicating or is it just sending frequency?
Okay. I think the...
That might be a loaded...
What, well, I'm trying to answer this it's... Okay. It's way more than just that nerve or that nerve frequency interaction. That is just one component of it. Okay? It really is about getting the electrical energy across the membranes, which creates a whole dynamic that I mentioned upon in the call last week. That's a huge, I mean, this is books of material, is that dynamic. The way that most of the SCANA stuff and the have been portrayed as working on nerve systems and that sort of thing, that is just a tiny fraction of what's going on in there. The main component is to get the electricity up to the right voltage in the body. That's what brings everything back online.
Okay. Thank
so,
you, sir.
Yeah, the TENS unit would, you know, the TENS unit would do that. Plugging into the 12-volt supply here does that. However, the SCANA-type technology, of which I believe all of these units fall under, does it way more effectively. Cool.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dimitri. Okay, I'm going to close this out then. What a marathon call we've had. That's been extraordinary to have.
Wait a minute, don't close it out yet. I got a question. I got one quick question. What's the minimum effective dose? This is Dr. Tom. What does it do?
Okay. We covered this in last week's call, so anybody who's listening to this can go back to that one as well. But basically what it's doing, Tom, do you have any rechargeable batteries?
Yeah.
Okay. So when those batteries start to become flat, and they could be at any point in their charge cycle, so it may be half flat, quarter flat, tenth flat, whatever, right? The minimum effective dose is bringing them up just the minimum amount to get an effective change.
How does it know? Is
because
there feedback being given?
Changed.
Okay, so it's reading voltage on the scanning. It's reading voltage
it's
off the
like
scanner. I got you. I got it.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like the charge controller on your battery in your car.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
So as it comes up to charge, it rings out and gives you a time. and in the higher end units, it gives you a final reading too.
Okay.
But really, it's a time thing, because once that cell membrane becomes more effective at retaining and charging itself up, that's why ongoingly, you know, down the months, that area that took 5 minutes to ring out now takes, you know, it's in a healthy 15 seconds or 10 seconds or less.
Okay, I got it. Thanks. In a future conversation, if it ever arises, I'd like to share with you some things about action at a distance, healing at a distance using other modalities, but that's for another time.
Yeah, that's fascinating work. I've done a lot of it. Yep. It's really incredible, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, we're all connected.
Is absolutely. One other thing I wanted to ask you is I was reading and it was saying about two things. You don't, as a therapist, if you're treating somebody, you don't loan it to another therapist. That's one. And the second one was that the batteries can actually store a vibrational code. Your thoughts?
I don't have anything good to say about that, Tom. I think that's just this particular doctor that you're referring to here. It's her take on this stuff, which has been compromised the whole movement by this sort of story.
Okay. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to mention any names. It's just that I don't know about it. But you know, from my perspective, that's what that is.
Okay.
Cool. I got to run, guys, and it's been great chatting with you and filling you in on the details of this incredible technology. And I'm looking forward to, you know, moving us forward into the 2015. And for those people that want to come into the training with me or coaching with me, I will make that available. I will also make, you know, a standalone thing that's less of a pricey package, which will be, you know, just the online videos. Which deals with, like that last question that Tom said, was like, how long what does the minimum effective dose mean? And, you know, so all of those different characteristics I put into a lot of PDFs and videos that are not up on YouTube publicly, but I just share with clients in training. Wow. Okay, guys. Thank you. And I'll get this recording together and I'll send you a link afterwards. I've already got a call from this guy from Hong Kong saying, I couldn't afford to stay on the call for long, but I really want to hear the recording. So I'll be sending it out later on tonight or in the morning. God bless everybody. Have a fabulous Christmas. And I'm going to be probably doing another call next week. I am going to close out the sale tonight at that price. I have just... middle of last week, I got some information from Russia, and we will be able to sell for a few more days, but I'm not quite sure what I need to do about that. I'm going to get back to them. Everybody that ordered in the first week, those units have already gone out. So if you ordered after the 10th through the 18th, those units are gone. They're on the way to you. And the people and the other units are on the way too. So we're just, I've had so many orders. We've been, it's been kind of crazy over here, which is good for everybody because it's such a great deal. So God bless. Merry Christmas. And we'll talk again soon. Aloha.